And we're back for the second episode of season 6. In actuality, it's episode 49. Welcome to Classroom Radio. In years past, I've had other students do the introduction. So, do the introduction for the Classroom Radio. Let's see what you sound like. Go for it. And go.
Welcome back. We have a new episode about the high school visits and the upcoming Shadow Days.
Evan, your turn. Let's hear it. And you're on. Go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about high school and Shadow Days.
Right. Now we have a couple warm-up swings. Let's step up to the plate. Audrey, your turn. Go.
What episode is this?
Good enough. Let's hear that. All right. In your defense, I would normally have a printout for that. I haven't done that yet. Maybe we'll do that. Who knows? All right. So we've got Owen, Evan, and Audrey. We're going to talk about the high school visits. So what I want you to start thinking about right now is think about the presentations that you saw. Each of you saw two presentations. You saw Christian Brothers, and you saw either Jesuit or St. Francis. So be ready to start thinking about what those visits were like. They didn't always do the visits. I remember there was a time back many years ago when that wasn't a regular thing, where the high schools didn't come visit the eighth grade classes. So let's talk about the first visit that came our way, which was the Christian Brothers visit. So, Owen, what do you remember from the Christian Brothers visit?
Well, I remember that right before it, Liam came running out and just said he needed people to set up chairs.
Okay, yeah, we had to set up chairs. It was last second. Okay. How about the actual presentation? Was there anything that stood out to you about their presentation? I'm asking you to remember something from a while ago, so several weeks ago, or a few weeks ago.
I remember they gave us lunch boxes.
Yeah, you got lunch boxes. We always remember the free gifts that we got. Okay, Evan, how about you? Do you remember anything from their presentation?
I kind of remember about the four A's. I only remember what two of them are.
That's okay.
Academics and athletics.
Okay. And Audrey, do you remember the video that they showed?
Yeah.
What was anything that stood out to you about the video?
Probably how cheerful a lot of students were.
Okay. Some of them seemed like it was like a rave party kind of atmosphere, which is pretty wild. I don't remember high school being like that when I went there, but I guess it's a little bit like that now. Did that have any impact on, without saying where you're thinking of going, did their presentation have any impact on what you're thinking about for the next 4 years? Owen.
Not really. It was really similar to last year.
So, okay. Yeah. Yeah, because we've seen it. You saw it in seventh grade, so it's kind of the same thing. You still got your mind. How about you, Evan? Did it kind of have any impact?
It's a lot like Owen, where it just kind of refreshed my memory from what they said last year.
Same question to you, Evan.
I'm kind of the same. Like, it really, I've been set on one school.
You've been set on one school. And thank you for not saying the schools that you're choosing right now. We'll get to that. The next ones that you did, the two of you got the Jesuit presentation, you got the St. Francis presentation. So let's start with you. What was it, something about the St. Francis presentation that stood out to you? There were some differences that I noticed between, St. Francis always does this, where you work in groups.
Yeah.
So talk to me about what that was like.
That was pretty fun. I thought, I felt a lot of support by those girls that came.
Mm-hmm.
They all presented themselves pretty well and just gave a very well presentation. And then the group part that we did, that was also really fun. It made the school seem...
What has more of an impact to you, hearing the teachers speak or the students speak?
The students.
Why?
Because it's their experience. The teachers are... the ones giving them that experience are like, I guess it's the teachers are one part, but it's the students that are really impacted by this.
Okay, good. So. And the two of you got to have the presentation by Jesuit. What were some of the differences between the Christian Brothers presentation and the Jesuit presentation that stood out to you?
Well, for Christian Brothers, they brought like 5 or 6 students. For Jesuit, they only had 1.
How was that? Better, worse, no impact? How is that? How does that relate to you?
I kind of like the 1 student better.
Why?
Well, especially for the like Christian Brothers, they all just talked about 1 thing.
Mm-hmm.
With the 1 student, he was talking about all the parts of the school.
Okay.
And able to give it all from his perspective, whereas
okay.
you're seeing many different perspectives, where you're seeing 1 perspective. You're still seeing 1 perspective for each category,
okay.
but it's from different people for the Christian Brothers.
That's interesting, because I would think it'd be the other way around, that you'd rather have a panel of students, but you like 1 student giving their perspective of all these different things. How about you, Evan? What was the difference between having 1 student, like Jesuit, they had a former student of mine there, and then Christian Brothers had about 6 students there?
Yeah, we really... I kind of agree with Owen on the 1 person is better, because we really got to dive into their experience at the high school and see how they started and how they kind of made it through and how they're ending it.
Okay, and then coming up later next month and in November, we have Shadow Days. Audrey, you get to sample some of the amazing cuisine at St. Francis High School. It's really well known how they have a great reputation there. But you get to go to St. Francis and Christian Brothers. Owen and Evan, you guys get to go to Christian Brothers and Jesuit. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to on Shadow Day? Getting to experience 2 completely different environments. We'll start with you, Evan. Something you're looking for.
I'm kind of interested in just exploring the campus and seeing...
Well, don't go wandering off.
Yeah. but just kind of exploring the classrooms and seeing all of the equipment that they have.
Okay.
It's
going to seem huge. That's one of the things I always notice when students come back. They talk about how tiny our classroom looks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, this is my classroom, and I'm used to it, and you guys are hopefully getting used to it, but then when they come back, they're like, your classroom looks so tiny, Mr. Reynoso. And so it'll probably seem like a much larger experience. How about, Audrey, what are you looking forward to in your Shadow Days?
Well, I've been on St. Francis campus many times, but Christian Brothers, I haven't. The furthest I've gone is probably their gym, so kind of like exploring Christian Brothers campus, but St. Francis exploring the classes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting seeing it. Owen?
It's kind of the same with Audrey. I've been to the Jesuit campus, and I sort of know how like their classes work, but I've never had anything from Christian Brothers.
Okay.
The only time I've been there was for track.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to see what Christian Brothers is like.
Okay, yeah. And the cool thing about everyone in the class is you're going to experience 2 completely different environments. And I really advise you to be careful, because you can have your heart set on one of the schools, but then there's something that's going to click with you at one of them that could happen where it's like, oh my gosh, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to be. All right, so now we're going to ask the question, where are we right now? What are you thinking in terms of where you'd like to spend the next 4 years? Owen, we'll start with you.
Jesuit.
Why Jesuit? You seem pretty, like, I'm set with this. This is what I want.
Well, for one, athletics is a huge part to me, mm-hmm. and I've always known Jesuit's athletics to be better than Christian Brothers.
Okay. I'm going to hold that against you when it comes to report card time.
No. And then also, I've had more experience at Jesuit. So that's why I'm looking forward to this.
So there's a little bit of a comfort level there. Yeah. You kind of know what to expect.
But like that's why I'm looking forward to the Christian Brothers mm-hmm. Shadow Day, because I'll get to finally experience
it. That's great. So you see, like, there's that comfort level. And I think a lot of students can feel that. It's like, well, my siblings go here, so I'm comfortable with that. And it's the safe decision. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's also something about the excitement of the unknown. As far as athletics, it's a big deal. Athletics is a big deal. But the cool thing is, I always refer to Christian Brothers, Jesuit, and St. Francis as the big 3. The athletics are huge on all 3 campuses. And so that's something to definitely keep in mind. Audrey, how about you? Where are you thinking for the next 4 years?
St. Francis for me.
Why? And you're competing with someone starting up their car out
there.
That's
really annoying. But... my mom and my aunt both went there, and also it's not just like them going there, it's also like how I feel when I'm at that campus. Like I was just there yesterday and just kind of walking around the hallway.
Do you feel comfortable talking about how you feel when you're on that campus? What's that like?
I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm accepted there. I feel welcomed when I'm on that campus.
Comfort and welcome.
Yeah.
That's important. Mm-hmm. That's really important,
yeah.
Because I think that's something that hopefully will be calling to all 35 members of the class of 2023 when you walk on the campus. You're like, yeah, this is the fit. And sometimes it could be the exact opposite of what you're thinking. Like I said, I had a student who, since they were in TK pretty much, they were all set on one school, and then it was after the shadow days, they're like, uh-oh, I want to go to the other school. And they just graduated, they were from the class of 2018, they're in college now, and it was a wonderful experience for them. All right, saving the trickiest one for last, because when I was picking and choosing students for today's episode, I asked you, and you had an interesting answer. So let's see if you remember what you said. What are you thinking of for the next 4 years?
So I'm leaning towards Jesuit. However, I live pretty far away from St. Francis Elementary School as it is. I normally end up traveling about 30-40 minutes to get here every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I'm able to do that is because of extension. Because my parents get off work a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure about Jesuit because it's even further, so I would have to travel like 50 minutes to an hour every day there and back.
Yeah.
Which may not be good because I can, well...
It's a lot of driving.
It's a lot.
It's you're looking at nearly 2 hours of driving every day.
Yeah.
And without revealing the location of your home, it is well known that that area of Northern California is going to be getting a number of new high schools.
Yep.
There was, believe it or not, a rumor of Jesuit going co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor that Jesuit was going to go co-ed, and that they were going to increase the size of their campus and possibly move the campus. However, that's not the case. Jesuits staying where they are, and in fact, they may even make class sizes a little smaller. And so, which means Jesuit's going to be very competitive to get into, but you guys are going to do just fine. Point being, one of the reasons why Jesuit decided to stay the way they are is because there's so many schools opening up in the outlying areas of Sacramento, areas like Elk Grove, areas like El Dorado Hills, Roseville, Rockland. There's going to be tons of brand new schools opening up, so it's going to get interesting for Christian Brothers, Jesuit, and St. Francis to be able to compete with that. But you bring up an interesting point: proximity. It's like, do you really want to spend an hour every morning driving in traffic? Do you really want to spend an hour or so after school when you're exhausted going in traffic? That can be pretty tough, especially in a couple of years, you're going to be driving yourself. So that's going to be the kind of something to deal with. All right, so we already had the Holy Bowl and Jesuit won. So you don't need to
Sorry.
Fortunately, Mr. McCrimmins and I didn't bet on it this year. We normally bet, and he usually gives me a bunch of extra points, and so I should have bet him this year. But it's never money. It's always like, if Jesuit wins, I have to wear a Jesuit sweatshirt or jersey, and if Christian Brothers wins, he has to wear a Christian Brothers jersey. Down in the teacher's room, there's a picture of Mr. McCrimmins and I, and he's wearing a Christian Brothers football jersey that's about three sizes too small for him. But either way, you got a ways to go. We're although at the end, this is the end of week five. At the end of next week, it'll be the end of week six. So 1/6 of the way through your eighth grade experience. So we're still early on. Any final things that you'd like to say in regards to high school? What are you hoping to get? Let's finish off this way. What are you hoping to get the most of out of high school, no matter where you choose? I'm putting you on the spot. That's a big question. So, Owen, I'm throwing it to you first. What's the thing that you want to get most of out of high school?
I really just want the experience.
How so?
I want it to be something that I remember as a really good and fun experience.
All right, awesome. You just want the overall experience. Evan, how about you? No matter where you travel to for high school.
Yeah, I'm kind of just thinking a lot like Owen with the experience, but also meeting new people.
Good.
And just kind of having fun and exploring new topics and ideas.
Okay, it's the experience. How about you, Aubrey? What are you looking forward to over the next 4 years?
I'm kind of thinking like Evan, it's like that friendship. Who am I going to meet? Who am I going to like? Who am I not going to like? Like, it's like that kind of, like, I think that part.
And I'm telling you right now, you may not believe it, but there could be someone in this very class that you maybe not consider them your bestest, friendest, yeah, in the whole widest worldest, but you end up going to the same high school and you become, yeah, better friends. So that could be, you can go from pals to best friends. And I've seen it happen. We're like, it's like two students who never really talked that much when they were in eighth grade, and now they're inseparable. So that could be something to be opened up to. All right, so there we go. We're at the end of the week right now, and I'm about ready to let this class of 2023 know all the different ways that they have impressed me and made me fall more and more in love with them this week in just a minute. But that has been episode 49, season 6, episode 2. This has been Classroom Radio.